Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
We thank the Lord that He leads us. He leads in triumph. He leads us.
我们感谢神，神来带领我们，在得胜的时候，他在带领我们。
Okay, this morning, let's read a few verses together.
今天早上，让我们一起再来读几处的经节。
The first verse in the book of Acts, chapter 20.
第一处是在《使徒行传》二十章。
Chapter 20, Acts, verse 27.
使徒行传的二十章二十七节。
For I did not shrink from this declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Then we turn to Genesis chapter 3.
然后让我们再翻到创世纪第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
创世纪的三章十五节。
Then this is God said to the serpent. 15.And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
这个是耶和华神对神对蛇所说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Then let's turn to Isaiah 7, chapter 7, verse 14.
然后让我们再来读以赛亚书的七章十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
以赛亚书的七章十四节。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign.Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利。
Then let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
然后再我们来再来看马太福音的二十六章
，verses 38 and 39.
三十八、三十九节。
Verse 38, the Lord said to them, that is Peter, James, and John, My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me.、Then 39, he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.Yet not as I will, but as you will.、
这里是主耶稣对着彼得和约翰、雅各所说的，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他们就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
The last verse we're going to read is from Revelation chapter 12.
最后一处章节在启示录的十二章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children, or some other translation saying her seed.Who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
第十七节，龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。在有些翻译里面，其余的儿女翻译的就是女人的后裔。这儿女就是那守神诫命，为耶稣做见证的。
So this morning, what was burning in my heart is to share this matter related to the seed of the woman.
所以今天早上我的负担就是跟大家来分享关于这个词这个字女人的后裔。
in the book of Acts, chapter 20, when Paul called the elders of Ephesus to come to share with them.
在《使徒行传》的第二十章里面，保罗是与那些以弗所的长老们相遇，来嘱咐。
So Paul stayed at Ephesus for almost 3 years.
保罗在以弗所那里住过大概有3年时间。
So at this time he almost complete his third missionary journey on his way return to Rome. So he said in this particular verse, I did not shrink from disclosing to you the whole counsel of God.
这个时候是保罗第三次宣教的结束的时候，他要回到罗马之前，在这里他讲了这句话，因为神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
We thank the Lord, Lord save us, so that we can call him our Savior.
感谢主，因为神救了我们，我们可以称他为救主。
But on the other hand,But do we miss that he should be our preeminence? That in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
但是同时我们有没有想到呢？就是在哥罗西书里面讲到，他应该在凡事上居首位。
Also in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, mentioned about our Lord Jesus should be all and in all.
而且在以弗所书第一章那里面讲到，耶稣应该是一切又在一切之内。
So here, this matter of whole counsel of God seems to be a quite huge subject.
所以这里面讲到神的旨意是一个很大的题目。
But we can simply put it, the whole counsel of God is about Christ.
但我们可以很简单的讲，神的旨意就是基督。
But on the other hand,Christ, as I would like to use an analogy, is like a prism. Prism is 三明镜。
那个另外我想用一个讲法，就是基督呢，就像那个三棱镜。
So, we can see many aspects of the whole counsel of God. This morning, we should concentrate on this one, that is the seed of the woman.
所以关于基督神的旨意，有许许多多的方面。但今天我们就集中在这一点，女人的后裔。
So in this particular verse in Genesis chapter 3 verse 14, the Lord said to the serpent, "There should be an enmity between you and the woman. The seed of the woman shall bruise your head."
在创世纪第三章十五节那里面讲到。我要叫你和女人彼此为仇。后面又讲到女人的后裔要伤你的头。
So in this particular verse, there's the first mention about the seed of the woman. Also, there's another aspect, the seed of the woman will bruise the serpent's head.
所以在这一节里面不光提到女人的后裔，更提到女人的后裔要伤你的头。
So after the Lord, God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden, and then in chapter 4 of Genesis, Eve conceived.
在创世纪里面讲到神把亚当跟夏娃赶出伊甸园之后，就讲到夏娃她怀孕生子。
And then the first son, firstborn, Eve called his name Cain. It means gotten one.
然后夏娃所生的这个儿子，他名字叫该隐，该隐就是得的意思。
And Eve said, "With the help of the Lord, I got a man child."
然后夏娃就在那里讲，神帮助我，使我得了一个男子。
From this, you can tell that the seed of the woman was in the Eve's heart in the first family.
所以我们看到，在第一个家庭，在夏娃的心里面，女人的后裔已经。使他记得这件事。
So she thought she got the seed of the woman.
所以她那时候觉得我已经得到了女人的后裔。
But what a disappointment that was.
但是是何等大的一个失望呢？
With the fallen nature of man, so that is the result.
就因为人堕落的天性，这就是一个结果。
What is the evidence of a fallen man in Cain's life?
在该隐的 生命里面有哪些记号是让我们看到堕落呢？
The three aspects in Cain's life. The first is the Lord had no regard for Cain himself and also for his offering.
有第一件事就是在该隐里面神是耶和华是看不中该隐也看不中他的公物。
The second aspect is Cain killed his brother Abel.
第二件事就是该隐杀了他的弟兄亚伯。
The third item that Cain is a sign of the fallen man is the Lord told him that he should be a vagrant or beggar and a wanderer in the land. But the king turned away and then wandered to the east and settled in the city of Nod.
另外一个这个堕落的人的这个特征就是说神曾经跟该隐讲你要流离飘荡在地上做一个寄居的人。但是该隐呢却到了东边挪得之地在那里建造了一座城。
So, Cain built a city and the name is Enoch. The name of the city is Enoch. The name after his son, Enoch.
那该隐就在东边那里建造了一座城是用他的儿子起名那个城叫以诺。
So this tells us that the Lord has his view how to restore Cain.But the king just act oppositely so that he missed the opportunity for the restoration.
所以我们看到其实神有一个计划来恢复该隐按照他的计划但是呢该隐却违背了这个计划所以没有被神恢复。
There was a hint from the Lord as to this about restoration. In Genesis chapter 3,After the fall of man, the Lord made, killed the animal and made garment for Adam and his wife.
其实神已经给了我们一个线索，就是当时当人堕落之后，神是为着亚当夏娃做了一件衣服。
So what does it mean from this particular verse in Genesis 3?It means that without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins.
那在创世纪第三章讲到这件皮衣是讲什么呢？就是说，除非流血，罪就不能得赦。
Also, it tells us the Lord's desire is to cover their nakedness.
而且神的意愿是要来遮盖他们的赤身肉体。
In the book of Revelation,In the chapter 3 about the church at Laodicea, the Lord said, You buy from me pure gold, white garment, and hyssop. The white garment is to cover your nakedness.
在启示录第三章讲到老底家 教会的时候神说我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足又买白衣穿上这个白衣是为了叫他赤身的羞耻不露出来。
So Cain was prophesied as a wanderer, but the Lord is trying to use certain way to restore him. Therefore, we can see that the Cain was trying to escape the disciplining hand of the Lord.
那我们看到神让该隐成为这个流离飘荡的人，这是神的一个预言，要来恢复他。但是该隐却逃避神的这个计划。
We learn from history that the Bible tells a lot of about Israelites, the children of Israel, and the Lord's disciplining hands on them.
我们在圣经里面看到很多次神怎么样在以色列人整个这个民族身上来做这些教训教导的工作。
This maybe help us to understand what is the purpose of the disciplining hand of the Lord.
所以这个可以让我们看到神管教他的这个原则在哪里。
For the Israelites, before they enter the land of Canaan, they spent 40 years wandered in the wilderness.
所以当以色列人他们进迦南之前，在旷野漂流了40年。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 2, it mentioned that the Lord used this 40 years in the wilderness. What is the purpose of spending 40 years in the wilderness?
在《生命记》第八章那里面讲到，就是这些以色列人在旷野漂流四十年，那神的意思到底在哪里？
In Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 2, it mentioned, You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God had led you in the wilderness this 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
在《生命记》的第八章第二节这么讲，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
So this 40 years, the purpose of the Lord is to humble them and testing them to know, for them to know what is in their heart.
所以神用这四十年在旷野里面是要叫他们知道试验他们，知道他们心内如何，也让他们可以谦卑下来。
Then, in the land of Canaan, we can learn from the prophet Jonah the story about how the Lord disciplined Jonah.
而且在迦南地后来又发生一件事情，在先知约拿身上，让我们看到神怎样来管教他。
Jonah was told by the Lord to go to Nineveh. To preach the good news to the city of the inhabitants of the city of Nineveh.
神呢在那里让约拿去到这个大城尼尼微，向其中的居民来传一个好消息。
But Jonah recognized Nineveh, the inhabitants of Nineveh, is going to be the future enemy of Israel.
但是约拿却知道这个尼尼微的子民要成为以色列人的仇敌。
So he tried to escape whatever the disciplined hand of the Lord.
所以他要逃避神管教的手。
He tried to go to far west, that is to Tarshish.
然后他就要逃往他施，是在很远的西边。
That means Spain.
大概在西班牙。
Therefore, the Lord disciplined Jonah, and Jonah agreed and returned to Nineveh.
所以神管教约拿之后，他同意了，就回到尼尼微。
So Jonah was in the city and cried out for 40 days about the sin of that big city.
然后约拿就来到这个尼尼微城，向着居民呼喊，应该是四十天。
As it turned out, the whole city repented, and the Lord did not cause any problems for the inhabitants of Nineveh.
然后他在那里要他们悔改，那尼尼微的人后来我们看到是悔改了，所以神的灾就没有降在他们身上。
So Jonah was very disappointed.
这个时候约拿就非常失望。
So the Lord told Jonah, there were 120,000 people in that city who could not tell the difference from their right hand and from their left hand.
然后神就跟他讲，这个城市里面有十二万人，连左手右手都分不清的。
So this tells us about the Lord, His character. He is compassionate.
所以让我们看到神他的性情是有怜悯的。
So Jonah, in his experience, he recognized the Lord's hand, and then at one time, the disciplined hand of the Lord was on him.
所以约拿一方面来感受到神的手，也领受到了神的管教。
Then the last disciplined hand of the Lord in the Israelites' example is after the captivity.
然后最后一处呢，我们要讲到神这个管教的手的例子，是在以色列人被掳的时候。
After 70 years captivity, Babylonian captivity,Israelites, through the Persian king of Cyrus, they were allowed to return to Jerusalem.
当以色列人被掳到巴比伦七十年之后，神就兴起这个塞鲁士王，让以色列人可以回归。
So this is the purpose was to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
回归的它的里面的意思是要让他们重建圣殿。
So there were about 42,000 Israelites returned to Judah and Jerusalem.
然后有42,000的犹太人他们回到了以色列来重建圣殿。
And we call them remnants.
我们称他们为余民。
But they went to the land of Judah, and there were enemies there.
他们回到犹大地的时候，那个时候有许多的仇敌。
So the building of the temple was interrupted for over 10 years.
所以这个重建圣殿的工作被停止了大概有十年时间。
So this through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah.
然后借着先知哈该和撒加利亚
Zerubbabel and Joshua start and rose up to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
然后所罗巴伯和他的同伴就开始再重新建立圣殿。
So on this matter of a disciplined hand of the Lord, we see that Israelites, they were interrupted for over 10 years for the rebuilding of the temple.
所以在神管教的手里，我们看到他们重建圣殿的工作都被打断了有十年时间。
Haggai's message to Israelites was consider your ways.
哈该对着以色列人的信息，神给他的就是你们要思想你们的道路。
And Zechariah's message is return to the Lord, so that he can return unto you.
然后撒加利亚的信息就是说，你们要转向神，神就会转向你们。
These words are not easy for Israelites to take.
这些话对以色列人来讲，并不是很容易接受的。
On the surface, it may be the enemy's work to interrupt Israelites.
在表面上看，好像是这些仇敌来打搅了重建圣殿的工作。
But in essence, is the Lord want to expose Israelites what is in their heart?
但是在本质上面，其实神要来把他们心里的来显明。
So this is the disciplined hands of the Lord.
这个就是神管教的手。
Do we often behave like Israelites?
我们是不是经常也像以色列人这样来行动呢？
So we recognize that the disciplined hands of the Lord is the purpose is His love.
那我们应该认识到神管教的手，它是出于爱。
This morning, our brother opened the Lord's table, mentioned about the love of the Lord.
今天早上弟兄在为我们开始饼杯聚会之前分享到了神的爱。
Even through the disciplined hand of the Lord, we can sense, we can experience His love.
就算在神管教的手里面，我们也可以来经历神的爱。
Another important item related to the seed of the woman.
另外一件与女人的后裔非常有关的非常重要的事。
Is from what we read. In the beginning, from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
就是我们开始在以赛亚书七章十四节所读到的。
In this verse, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
在那里讲到，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利。
Here mentioned about a virgin shall bear a son.
这里面讲到童女要怀孕生子。
And the desire from the Lord is he will dwell among the people.
神里面的心意要与他的儿女住在一起。
So the name Emmanuel means God is with us.
所以以马内利的意思就是神与人同在。
As for the background of this particular verse, Isaiah 7:14 is this.
这一个章节以赛亚书七章二节的背景是这样。
There was a Judah, king of Judah. His name was Ahaz.
在那个时候，犹大的王，他名字叫亚哈斯。
King Ahaz was a terrible king.
这亚,
as recorded in the Chronicles.
所以在那个历代志里面记载的亚哈斯是一个很坏的王。
So King Aram and also King of Israel came to Judah to fight with the King Ahaz.
然后这个时候亚兰王就联合了以色列王上来攻打犹大国。
And the Lord sent prophet Isaiah to strengthen the King Ahaz.
这个时候神就差遣先知以赛亚来坚定这个亚哈斯王。
The word to King Ahaz from the Lord is, if you do not believe, you surely shall not last.
然后神向着亚哈斯所讲的话就是说, 你们若是不信, 定然不得立稳。
Then the Lord asked King Ahaz for request me for a sign.
然后呢, 耶和华神呢, 就吩咐亚哈斯说, 你向我求一个兆头。
So the Lord asked Ahaz request from the Lord for a sign, and then Ahaz said, well, I will not test you. I will not ask for a sign.
然后当耶和华这样来吩咐亚哈斯向自己求一个兆头的时候，亚哈斯却这么讲：我不求，我不试探耶和华。
You know, to grant a request for a sign is just tremendous.
然后神给一个兆头已经是一件非常了不得的事。
You know, last week, our brother shared about Gideon request to the Lord for a sign.
上一周弟兄也跟我们交通到基点向神求一个兆头。Even
Ahaz, his son Hezekiah, requested for a sign.
甚至亚哈斯的儿子,
Hezekiah,
西西家都向神来求兆头。
So here the Lord said to Ahaz, request from me for a sign.
然后在这里耶和华神就要叫亚哈斯向自己求一个兆头。
And Lord at that moment seemed to not be able to contain himself.
在那个时候好像神自己都忍不住了。
He said, you do not ask for a sign, I am going to give you a sign anyway.
就说你不向我来求一个兆头。 但我不管怎么样，我要给你一个兆头。
So this is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
这个就是以赛亚书的七章第二节。
So here we can see that seed of the woman has been in the Lord's heart for a long time.
所以这里我们看到，在神的心里，女人的后裔已经藏在他心里很久的时间。
So we also recognize this seed of the woman, Emmanuel, is referring to our Lord Jesus.
而且我们看到女人的后裔,以马内利,其实就是讲到我们的主耶稣。
So in this, the plan of the seed of woman has been the heart of Godhead from the eternity past.
其实这个计划,女人的后裔,在神的心里面是从创世以前永远就开始了。
So we can look at the three recordings to tell what was in the Lord's heart.
我们可以从三处地方来看到神的心意到底是如何。
The first one is in the book of Ephesians.
第一处是在以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书的第一章第四节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So here this verse tells us that before the foundation of the world, he chose us in Christ Jesus.
在这里面告诉我们，神在创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
Then let's read from 1 Peter chapter 1.
然后让我们再来读彼得前书第一章。
Verse 19 and 20.
19-20节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. But with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in this last time for the sake of you.
第十九节开始，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创立世界以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
So this verse 20 mentioned about before the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God will sacrifice himself for us.
在这里面提到，在创立世界以前，神就已经预定了这个羔羊为我们流血牺牲。
The last place we need to read is Revelation chapter 13.
第三处是在启示录的第十三章。
Verse
8. 第八节。
Verse 8 can be simplified as the name in the book of life of the Lamb has been written from the foundation of the world.
在这里面讲到名字从创世以来没有被记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人。
So here we see that from the foundation of the world,This is a God's heart, the seed of the woman.
所以从创世以来，我们就看到，在神心里面就有这个意念，女人的后裔。
So Christ is our hope.
基督就是我们的盼望。
So in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, mentioned about when the fullness of time come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he can redeem us.Under the law.
在加勒太书四章四节讲到，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把我们这些在律法以下的人赎出来。
Today is April 14th. What is the day today?
今天是四月十四号，是什么日子呢？
Today, to the people in this world, in this country.Think about it. This is a day before tax day.
在这个国家的人，大家记得的就是今天是那个交税的最后一日之前。
But to us, as if you look at the calendar, it is the day over 2,000 years ago our Lord entered into Jerusalem.
但是对我们来讲，今天就是。在两千年前的今天，主耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
So he rode a donkey into the city of Jerusalem.
他是骑着驴驹进到耶路撒冷。
The people lay along the road, they carry palm branches.
所以在那个路上呢，那些人就用那些棕树枝铺在路上，来欢迎他进耶路撒冷。
They carry.Palm branches.
他们把衣服放在地上，然后手里拿着棕树枝。
This is recorded in Gospel according to John.
这个是在约翰福音里面记载的。
So this means carry palm branches means victory.
拿着棕树枝是代表得胜。
So this is the foretell. What is our Lord going to do?
这个就是预先在预言主耶稣到底要做什么。
So it's in the victory, in common people's sense, our Lord must be riding a huge white horse and with armors.
然后如果在得胜的这个概念里面，我们能够想象的是主耶稣穿着盔甲，骑在白马上。
But our Lord rode on a donkey.
但是我们的主却骑在一个驴驹子上。
But he is victorious.
但他却是那得胜的。
You know, he went to the cross. He came down from the Mount of Transfiguration. He, with his eyes, gazed on the cross.
然后主耶稣，他就是上十字架的那一位。从变化山上下来的时候，他的眼睛就注目在十字架上。
So we also read Matthew 26, verses 38 and 39.
我们也读过了刚才在马太福音的26章38-39节。
So in this, our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在这里讲到主耶稣在克西马尼园。
Our Lord's purpose to come to Jerusalem is to sacrifice himself on the cross for us.
主的目的是在耶路撒冷要为我们牺牲。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane,The Lord's prayer is, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death.
但是在克西马尼，主耶稣的祷告是说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
So our Lord's purpose was to go to the cross for us.
我们主他的目的就是到十字架上为我们而死。
But the reason why his soul was grieved even to the point of death.
那为什么什么原因让他心里面甚是忧伤几乎要死呢
?This is because on the cross, he bore our sins on him.
因为在十字架上他要担当我们的罪。
So there is the separation of his fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
所以在他与天父之间这个交通要断绝。
So this is our Lord Jesus, what he accomplished.
这个就是主耶稣为我们所成就的。
But we thank the Lord in verse 39, he said, yet not as I will, but as you will.
但是感谢神，因为在39节，主耶稣说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
This was his prayer to the Heavenly Father.
这个是他向天父的祈祷。
We thank the Lord for what he had accomplished for us.
我们为着主所成就的要来感谢他。
When our Lord went to the cross, he learned obedience even to the point of death.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他学习了顺服，顺服以至于死。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
在哥林多前书的第十五章
,this is a very important chapter about resurrection.
这是关于复活非常重要的一处章节。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if we start with the verse 20, verse 20 said, But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who are asleep.
在15章我们可以先从第20节开始看，在20节里面讲到但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Then verse 26 in the chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians mentioned, The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet.
然后在第15章的26节讲到，尽末了所毁坏的仇敌就是死。而且讲到神要叫万物伏在他的脚下。
Our Lord Jesus is the first fruit, as mentioned in verse 20.
我们的主耶稣就像第二十节所提到的，他是初熟的果子。
We thank the Lord. Our Lord Jesus is the seed of the woman. He can bruise the head of the serpent, Satan.
感谢主，因为我们的主耶稣就是那女人的后裔，他可以打伤那蛇，就是撒旦的头。
In Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 14, this is another aspect of our Lord's victory.
在希伯来书四章十四节，又讲到我们主得胜的另一个方面。
This verse tells us, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus.The Son of God, let's hold fast our confession.
这里面讲到，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Our high priest passed through the heavens.
我们这位大祭司他已经升入高天。
So after Lord's resurrection, during the time of his ascension, he passed through the heavens.
所以当主耶稣复活之后升天的时候，他经过了诸天。
That means he passed the headquarter of the enemy.
或者说他经过了仇敌他的本大本营。
So that has given us another evidence of the seed of the woman bruised the serpent's head.
就给我们看到另外一个证据，就是女人的后裔打伤了蛇的头。
So we thank the Lord for what he has accomplished for us.
我们感谢主为着他替我们所成就的。
So what is the whole counsel of God in view of the seed of the woman?
那神的旨意从女人的后裔这个方面来看是什么呢？
So this matter of eternal purpose, God, we learned that we can read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
所以在这方面关于神这个永远的旨意，我们可以从以弗所书第一章的22-23节来看。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们一起翻到以弗所书第一章。
22 and 23. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church.Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
第二十二节开始，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So this is the purpose of the God, purpose of God in the believers.
所以这个是神在信主的人身上那个旨意。
So the last verse we read before the sharing is this from Revelation chapter 12, verse 17.
最后一处我们开始的时候所读到的章节是在启示录的12章17节。
About the seed of a woman related to Christ, maybe we ought to conclude at this point.
关于基督是女人的后裔这件事情，我们在这里可以有一个结论。
But,As we come to the New Testament, the seed of woman seemed to make a little bit of turn.
但是在新约里面提到女人的后裔，似乎有一个小小的转折。
So here in verse 17 of Revelation chapter 12,
在这里启示录的十二章十七节
it mentioned the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war.With the rest of her children or her seed, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
在十二章十七节讲到，龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是那守神诫命、为耶稣做见证的。
So here, this woman is referring to the church.
这里面讲到的妇人其实就是教会。
And her children or her seed is referring to the overcomers.
而且她的儿女就说她的后裔是讲到那些得胜者。
So in this chapter, prior to this event, the Lord, in the earlier verse, we learned that there was a man child, the woman gave birth to a man child.
在这一章的前面提到妇人生了一个男孩子。
In verse 5,
是第五节。
Then this man child represents the overcomers.
这个男孩子所预表的就是得胜者。
So what is the testimony of Jesus as mentioned in this verse 17?
那在这个第十七节里面讲到为耶稣做见证是什么意思呢？
This has something to do.With the seed of the woman.
这个是与女人的后裔有关的。
So this seed, this woman is referring to the church and the seed is the overcomer.
如果妇人讲到是教会，男孩子是讲到得胜者的话。
They keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
这些人他们守神诫命，而且为耶稣做见证。
The same chapter mentioned about overcomer, this is the man child. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
在这一章也提到这些男孩子就是得胜者，他们的得胜是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
So what is the testimony of Jesus?
那耶稣的见证是什么呢？
So during the last few weeks, we heard many times mentioned this particular verse. This in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
在过去的几周里面，我们重复经常会听到关于这个章节的分享，就是彼得前书二章九节。
This is probably I should not quote it again because we all memorized this very well.
也许我都不需要提了，因为大家应该都非常熟悉了。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
In the history of Israelites, Jews, they went to Egypt.As one family, that is Jacob's family.
在以色列人的历史上，这个雅各他到那个埃及的时候是一家人。
After several hundred years, the Lord took them out of Egypt.
几百年之后，神带以色列人出埃及。
As a nation of 12 tribes.
其实成了一个有十二个支派的国度了。
Just for the man, they were over 600,000.
光是男丁就有超过60万。
So the Lord, through Passover, they took Israelites out of Egypt.
所以借着逾越节，神带着以色列人出埃及。
So what is recorded is after the during the third month, they came to Mount Sinai.
在记载里面到三月份的时候，他们来到了西乃山。
So Lord called Moses to Mount Sinai.
然后神就呼召摩西到西乃山上。
So this is recorded in Exodus chapter 19.
这个记载是在出埃及记的第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
Verse 4 to 6.
第四到第九节
,4 to 6.
第九到第四到第六节。
Yeah. Lord said, You yourself have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession,Among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
从第四节开始，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
So this particular this few verses, and if you compare with 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, there are similarities.
所以在这里面看到出埃及记的十九章四到六节跟彼得前书的二章九节摆在一起是非常的类似。
So here we learn what is the testimony of Jesus.
就从这里我们可以学习到什么是耶稣的见证。
During this time, during the Exodus time, the Lord can said, well, you should be a holy nation.
在出埃及记里面讲到你们要归我做圣洁的国民。
Because God is holy.
神是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
You should be the people of God's possession.
你们要成为神的产业。
So this is the Lord's heart. But in the New Testament time, we know that we should be the Lord's possession, because in the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 mentioned about that we are His inheritance.
在新约里面也提到这件事，就说我们是属神来做他的产业。在以弗所书一章八节也讲到，我们是属他的产业。一章十八节。
So, this then we come to this matter of holy nation.
然后我们就看到这件事，就是圣洁的国度。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, mentioned about.He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Then we should be holy and blameless before Him.
那在以弗所书第一章第四节讲到，神在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们，所以我们应该是成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So this holy and blameless, this is related to the holy nation mentioned here.
所以这个圣洁没有瑕疵，就是这里面提到的圣洁的国民。
But there are another two aspects mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, missing from this Exodus 19, verse 4 to 6.
然后在彼得前书二章九节里面又提到另外的两个方面，是没有在出埃及记十九章四到六节提到的。
So this matter of chosen race and royal priesthood,These two factors are missing from Exodus 19.
所以有两件事，就是被拣选的族类和有君君尊者的祭司，没有在出埃及记那里被提到。
This is because this is before our Lord Jesus came to this world.
因为这个是发生在主耶稣降世为人之前。
So in the Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, mentioned.About this matter of chosen race, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
关于这件事情是在哥罗西书的三章三节提到，那里面讲到，你们已经与基督一同藏在神里面，你们已经死了。
So this matter of chosen race originates from Christ.
所以这个被拣选的族类是从基督起始的。
So this, we have a hymn, I think it's 125, mentioned about redeemed the race.
在诗篇，在我们所唱的诗歌应该是第125首里面讲到，我们是被赎的族类。
So this matter of chosen race is actually also a redeemed race.
所以这个拣选，被拣选的族类也就是被赎的族类。
Therefore, when we come to this Exodus 19, we realize the Lord could not call us a chosen race at the time.
所以我们就认识到，原来在出埃及记这里，主称呼我们的时候，还不能称我们为被拣选的族类。
But how about the royal priesthood?
那关于君尊的祭司呢？
Royal priesthood, the Lord desire inExodus 19 mentioned about the nation of priests.
在那个出埃及记十九章提到祭司的国度。
But the Lord never called the Israelites, you should be a kingly priest.
但是神在那里没有讲你们是有君尊的祭司。
Therefore, what is our position as a royal priest?
那我们作为有君尊的祭司，这个地位是怎么样呢？
So we come to Hebrew chapter 6 verse 20.
如果我们来看到希伯来书的六章二十节，
We learn that Jesus has entered means enter within the veil as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
那里面讲到做先锋的耶稣既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司就为我们进入幔内。
In chapter 7 verse 1 mentioned, explain to us what is the royal priesthood.
所以在第七章第一节就向我们来解释什么是有君尊的祭司。
So, Melchizedek is high priest. He is also the king of Salem.
麦基洗德他既是大祭司，又是撒冷王。
So in Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verse 20, mentioned about our Lord Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek.
在希伯来书六章二十节讲到，基督是按着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司。
Therefore, we can say that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, tells us about the heart of the Lord.
所以我们可以讲，在彼得前书二章九节告诉了我们他主的心意。
Much earlier in Exodus 19, verse 4 to 6, the Lord already expressed his desire to call us certain like chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, and people of God's possession.
其实在出埃及记十九章那里面已经看到神有这个心意，要成我们成为被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司和圣洁的国度。
What a glorious position we have in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里面得着了何等荣耀的产业。
He considered us as also the seed of the woman.
因为神也把我们看成是女人的后裔。
Because the Lord's desire is for many overcomers coming out of the church.
因为神的心意是让教会里面许多人出来也成为得胜者。
So the next, we consider this a practical aspect of this, the testimony of Jesus.
所以下面我们来看一看，就是耶稣的见证在实际里面。
Over the last 12 months, I have been to three memorial services.
在过去的十二个月之中，我参加了三次的追思聚会。
This is an offsite. That means it's not was not held in Houston, but it's different places.
这三个追思都是在外地，不在休斯顿。
So the first one was April last year about our brother Christopher's memorial service.
第一个就是在去年四月，就是 Christopher 弟兄他的追思。
So the theme of the memorial service was he walked with the Lord and he walked no more.
这个追思他的题目就是他与神同行，现在他不在。
You know, in the book of Genesis mentioned about Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years.
在创世纪里面讲到以诺与神同行三百年。
This seems to be a very simple statement, but I would think it must be very difficult for the Lord to walk with someone for 300 years.
这是简单的一句话，但是我觉得让神与一个人同行这么久是很困难的。
Or it took 300 years for Enoch to be transformed so that finally the Lord took him.
或者说神用了三百年时间让以诺改变，然后神把他取去，他就不在了。
We thank the Lord, our brother Christopher walked with the Lord.
我们要感谢神，因为我们的弟兄 Christopher 弟兄是与神同行的人。
Finally, Lord took him.
最后神把他取去了。
The second one I like to mention is our brother Thornton Stern.
那我再讲到另外一个追思机会是 Thornton Stern 弟兄的。
Oh, brother, I know our brother for over 35 years.
我认识这个弟兄超过35年的时间。
Our brother came to Houston and shared with us a few times.
这位弟兄曾经到休斯顿与我们分享过几次。
One time he came to Houston, one brother asked him,What should we do to serve the Lord?
有一次他到休斯顿来，一个弟兄就问他，我们该如何行来服侍神。
A brother thought for a while, and he responded, saying, A brother, it's not what you do, it's your being
这个弟兄思想了一阵，就跟问的弟兄讲，我们所要思考的不是我们做什么，而是我们是什么。
So this is a matter of the testimony of our Lord Jesus. It's his life in us.Gradually transform us into his likeness.
所以关乎耶稣的见证是这样一件事，就是他的生命在我们里面，让我们可以改变，可以被磨成他的形象。
It's not what we can do to please him. It's his purpose for us that he should be all and in all.
不是我们能够做什么来让他喜悦，而是他在我们里面成为一切的一切。
The last one I'd like to mention is our brother Hosea Wu.
最后我要提到的这位弟兄就是吴和西弟兄。
So many of you went to the WCCC, probably met our brother.
如果你很多弟兄姐妹其实去过西岸的特会，那你一定会遇到这位弟兄。
So last October, the Lord took him home.
去年十月神接他回天家。
So there was a memorial service I went.
那我就参加了这个追思聚会。
A brother responsible for the message time during the memorial service mentioned he was invited by brother Hosea to go to a meeting in North Jersey.
然后在那个讲信息的弟兄就这样提到吴和西弟兄曾经邀请他到North Jersey 去聚会。
This is a visiting gathering, so our brother shared by opening with this. He said, I see many new faces here. There's an increase many believers in the gathering.
然后这位弟兄在那边分享的时候，他是被邀请过去，在开始就这么讲，我看到我们中间有许多的新面孔，这证明基督是在增加。
But this
in 人数在增加
correct. Yeah. But this indicates the flesh is increasing.
然后他就说，因着这个增加，我们中间的肉体在增加。
So that is not pleasing to the Lord.
这个不是神所喜悦的。
So this is the sensitivity of our dear brother before the Lord about our growth in Him.
所以是吴和西弟兄被邀请，所以是弟兄里面有一个敏锐的心，就是看到这件事情，需要基督在我们里面可以成长。
Our brother was so mindful about the flesh.
我们的弟兄对于属肉体的事是非常的清楚也小心。
And the reigning life of Christ in him.
在他里面就跑这条路，让基督成为他的生命。
I recall once our brother told me.
我记得有一次弟兄跟我讲
He said, I felt so bad in one brother's gathering. My flesh came out.
他说我有一次在弟兄聚会里面让自己的肉体跑出来，所以我很难受。
So this is the testimony of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣的见证。
So we need to recognize what is in us. May the Lord expose us.
所以我们需要认识到在里面我们到底是什么，需要神来显明。
So that we can allow the life of Jesus be manifested.
这样才可以允许神的主耶稣的生命在我们里面被彰显。
So this is basically the sharing for this morning.
这个就是我今天早上要跟大家分享的。
In brief summary, we shared about the seed of the woman.
所以在简单的总结里面，我们刚才提到了女人的后裔。
We learned about the disciplined hands of the Lord.
我们学习到了神他管教的手。
The purpose is for his love to expose us to know what is in our heart.
所以这个管教的目的就是在爱里面让我们的光景被显明出来。
We thank the Lord, the seed of the woman is...Our Lord Jesus, He is our hope.
我们感谢主，因为他就是那女人的后裔，那就是我们的盼望。
He went to the cross for us. He bruised the Satan's head.
他为我们上了十字架，也伤了撒旦的头。
In the end days, Lord's desire is to call overcomers.
在这个末世的时候，神要呼召得胜者。
We are the seed of the woman in terms of the church should be the one who would produce overcomers.
我们是女人的后裔，教会应该就是产生得胜者的地方。
We give thanks to the Lord. His desire is to manifest His life in us.
我们要感谢神，因为他的心意就是要让主耶稣的生命在我们里面可以被彰显。
Through these three examples of our brother's practical life, may the Lord encourage our hearts.
所以借着刚才这三个实际的例子，在弟兄身上的事这些故事，希望神继续来鼓励我们。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。